Voice. Voice is speaking, voice is singing, voice is breath made sound, voice is expression, is meaning, voice is unique, may harmonize, or may sound alone. Voice is me made known to you and you to me. Voice is given, voice is found, voice is lost, remains in echo, voice is what I speak, is what I utter, voice is heart, in sound, is hurt, is love, voice is to you, is to me, is to empty air, but where? Is voice. I have a voice. I have two voices, one I do not use, but if I were to sing, it may find its place. I miss singing, but not the voice, not that voice. Did it lie? No. It was natural in an expanded throat. Did I lie? No, I just did not. No, I had another voice. I have not used that voice for years, last sounded for seconds, a year ago, and could not take it any more. It is strange. In my teens I heard it recorded, and it was light and high, and I felt embarrassed with myself. Now I cannot bear to hear it so. How did people hear my voice? If they heard what they saw, they did not see what they heard. My tenor was sufficient, trick on the ear, and my voice, my real voice, was silent. I had something waiting to be said. I said I had something waiting, my voice down, way down. I was unspoken, the real I, wheel uncentered, loosened from its hub, unspoke end. But I found my voice, I found my song, I found my breath, joined rib to hum, joined rim to hub, and turned. I had to learn to speak as if it were song, moving white to black to white, key by key, back to light, more afraid to be low, to be so low. I hung my voice on hook, sat it on the shelf, taught it a new place where it could rest, and there it is, my voice, so ordinary to me, I have little left to say. I like your voice, she said. Please read for me. My voice has quite become me.